Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 21. I want to get down to verse number 8. I've been kind of stuck here in first few verses for a couple weeks about the New Jerusalem, and just kind of quickly, a quick review. We know that Revelation 21 and 22 is the grand climax of the book of the Revelation, and even the book of the books of the Bible. Everything has been going to this direction from the beginning in Genesis 1 to Revelation 21. And I mentioned before about what God had commenced, what he began, he will consummate. Again, that's what we see in chapters 21 and 22, that final eternal continuum. And we see verses number 1 and 2, that new residence. And we're going to talk about that next week, about that city of God, that new Jerusalem that's coming down from heaven. And we'll talk about that, about the size. I've looked again about it this week and just the immensity of it and how beautiful it is, as the Bible describes it. But again, eyes have not seen or ears have heard what God has restored. We can't put the proper words to what we're going to see, but just what the Bible tells us. And we'll look at that next week, but we're going to see there's going to be a new residence where he creates a new heaven and new earth. And again, remember that this new heaven and new earth, it does not mean he's destroying it completely, but that he's regenerating it. He destroys it by fire. We read that in the book of Peter, where he covered it in the days of Noah with water. In the last days, after the millennial reign of Christ, and that Satan is loosed for a season, and when Satan is cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are, we looked at that, then he just burns this earth up. And that's why it's safe to say everything that you see here on this earth, everything you hold dear, it's going to be all gone. I mean, even these man-made facilities, everything you see is going to be wiped away by fire, and it's going to be cleansed. It's going to be regenerated. And that's what that word, when I see a new heaven and a new earth, is. It literally means to regenerate or renovate. Again, the note is not in existence, but in freshness. In other words, he's not going to recreate it again, but he's going to make it new in freshness. And so we see the new residence, and then verses 1 and 2, and then verse number 3, we see that new relationship where we see in verse number 3 that God is with men and will dwell with them. Boy, won't that be something for eternity, to be able to walk with Jesus Christ as he was in the Garden of Eden? Again, just to remind you that we'll be talking about the Trinity of Godhead in our morning message. The only Godhead that we will ever see is Jesus Christ. He's the pushed out, expressed image of God the Father. God the Father is invisible. As a matter of fact, Peter talks about that too, the invisible God, the Father. We know the Holy Ghost is also a spirit. He's invisible. So the only Godhead that we will see is Jesus Christ. So when it talks about God will dwell with them, literally it's Jesus Christ. Remember when Jesus told Philip there in John 14, show us the Father and it will suffice us, it will satisfy us. And he says, Philip, have I not been with you long enough that if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? So it's going to be a wonderful time where we will walk with God, literally Jesus Christ, forever and forever with that new relationship with him. And then in verse number 4, we see a new rejoicing, where God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. You talk about rejoicing, which says neither will be sorrow nor crying. Won't that be something? Again, I can't. I think the death that we just talked about, Brother Roger Stewart, just like that. I mean, he's on a mission trip. And just, the Lord took him home. By the way, just as a sideline, but at the same time, where it says no more death, you better be ready. It God, you never know. Just this past week, with Blaine, and we know him personally, and he went to work that day, and he thought he was going to come home. So many people go off during the day, and things happen. Make sure you know Christ as your Savior. And even beyond that, let your family know that you know Christ as Savior. I had a funeral here last week. Of course, I do a lot of funerals. And I was talking to one of the funeral directors because they asked me to perform this ceremony. And I did not know the family at all. Did not know the family. And it was a graveside. And he was telling me, these are the most difficult ones that we do and that we know you do because you don't know the family. There's no witness of the Lord at all. I mean, the whole family is, I won't go there, but anyway, they weren't church folk. They're talking about going out and drinking, and celebrating and all that kind of stuff, the life. Anyway, make sure you know and make sure your family knows that you know the Lord as your Savior. So that when I do a funeral, I don't have to lie. Say, I didn't lie when I was at that funeral. I didn't say that person was, and I didn't say he was in hell either. But I did present Jesus to them and shared the gospel. Anyway, in heaven, there'll be new rejoicing because there's no more sorrow, no more separation, no more sin, and no more sickness. Won't that be something? Well, then we find in verse number 5, a new reign, R-E-I-G-N. It says, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Now he's sitting upon the throne, and for eternity, Jesus Christ will reign in that new Jerusalem. That's going to be his home. During the millennium, he'll be in Jerusalem here on earth. But with this new, and we'll talk about it more next week, when that new Jerusalem ascends from heaven, it will be his home. Because there'll be no night there. Because Jesus Christ will be the light. You don't have to go into your mansion or rooms or wherever you would have there in the New Jerusalem and flip on a light switch. You don't have to change light bulbs or ballast, You won't have them. Because Jesus will be the light. And at the same time, just to stretch your mind, the rest of the world, there will still be a sun. We're talking about New Jerusalem. There'll be no night there. We'll get more about it next week about New Jerusalem. But around the world, there'll still be, are you following the sun and all of that and night? But in New Jerusalem, it'll always be day there, okay? It's interesting. But you see a new reign. He's going to sit on the throne. And I have a note here. You thought the millennial reign was something or would be something for 1,000 years. We can't even fathom what it's going to be like for eternity. I'm glad I'm going to be there. When he says, I make all things new, I have that underlined in my Bible. What does the word all mean? Oh, you don't have to be a Greek scholar to know what that word all means. It means everything will be made new. It'll be made fresh, including no more sin nature. It will be eradicated from those people who enter. Talk about it. I have to move on. About those people who enter in the tribulation, their physical bodies. They live through the tribulations. Those who survive the tribulation period enter into the millennium in their physical bodies, and they'll live forever in their physical body because of the tree of life that we see in the millennium. And then we'll see in Revelation 22 that tree of life again. That's there, and it was for the healing of the nations, where they will live forever in their physical body. At the same time, God will eradicate that sin nature from them. He gives them a clean heart, a pure heart. And so he makes all things new. There will be no more sin.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.